Hi, this is Aino at the Dot to Dot Festival 2010, and you're listening to Express Radio.
Luke and Ed's afternoon show.
I'm here with Zane Lowe at Dot to Dot. Thanks so much for joining us. Your career, you're on the top of the wave right now. You just had Radio 1's big weekend, obviously. How was that for you?
It was great, man. North Wales treated us really well.
Yeah, banger. It's not, maybe not the most obvious choice, but it looked absolutely fantastic.
Kind of what's good about those things is that they pick places. They think really long and hard about where to go. And
yeah.
It always feels special wherever we go, you know, to the place and for us. And it's a really lovely part of the world in terms of the scenery. I mean, we were blown away by, you know, the mountains and locations. Yeah. Pretty incredible.
Definitely. And I caught a bit of Greg James and Neil and stuff on the webcam in the cottage and stuff. It looked like a fun vibe from what I was getting. Was it a good time?
I certainly had some good shows and caught up with some people. It was good.
Yeah, wicked.
Good bands.
Yeah, definitely. Who are you thinking of today, maybe at Dot to Dot, or who are you sort of watching at the moment?
Well,
who would you predict?
I mean, the good thing about doing this for 3 days is that I get to see people, because I won't be able to see much today because we came down quite late.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I want to see Mystery Jets and Blood Red Shoes and, you know, the bands I play on the show. I haven't seen these bands live for a while, so doing this kind of short run, like mini tour, is a good opportunity to kind of
to catch up
see them. Yeah,
yeah, brilliant. And in terms from maybe a radio point of view, for those students who are really keen to get into it, obviously you've had a wicked career. What would be your advice, you know, in terms of not necessarily getting into Radio 1, but, you know, that sort of making that mould and you know, getting there eventually? How did you do it? What would be your advice?
Well, my sort of like road to what I do now has been quite unorthodox, but it sort of the only constant really is in the sense that it kind of all unfolded bit by bit.
Yeah,
you know, the plan changed as it went along.
Okay.
I never really thought I'd be in radio. I never thought I'd be on TV right back at the start. I always wanted to make music. But I think really for me, the only advice I can give is that you choose your interest, whatever your major interest is. If you want to be a broadcaster, whether it's news or entertainment or showbiz or music or sport. And I think if you kind of know where you want to end up, what part of the world you want to end up broadcasting about, talking about, then the path will be more direct and easier for you, you know.
Okay.
And I think if you know you want to be a music DJ, and then you just follow that and just, you know, basically
keep plugging,
get yourself on radio and don't stop until you're noticed or you kick down the door.